Now, the Phrygians, we know, worshipped many gods, but the most important was a female deity called Cybele. Sometimes she was known as Agdistis, which is a Phrygian word that means she of the rock, and sometimes she was called Matar, and Matar is the same root word as our word mother. Cybele was a mother goddess. She embodied the earth, and she was associated with rocks and caverns. She was associated with childbirth, and she was associated with wild animals. Now remember, when we talked about the goddess at Çatalhöyük in our first lecture, I talked about this mother goddess associated with leopards. And Cybele may well be the descendant of that deity. Phrygian images of Cybele usually portray her as a goddess in a long belted gown. She wears a veil, often tucked into a belt that drapes across her hair and shoulders. And she also wears a high hat, known as a polos, that sort of looks like a chef's cap. A very well-preserved image of Cybele comes from the old Hittite capital of Hattusha, which, as I mentioned, the Phrygians reoccupied several centuries after the end of the Hittite Empire. Here, Cybele wears the customary attire, but she's also flanked by two small children, each playing a musical instrument, kind of referencing her aspect of a mother goddess. Now, as I mentioned already, it's likely that Cybele was worshipped in Megaron II at Gordion, the building that had the mosaic floor. But she's more commonly venerated out of doors. Several cult centers devoted to Cybele have been identified in the hilly region west of Gordion, in an area known as the Phrygian Highlands. And this area is very difficult to access, quite mountainous, with only tiny roads allowing access to it today. At one place that today has the name of Aslan Taş, which means lion rock in Turkish, there is an enormous cutting in a rock cliff that depicts two giant lions, about 20 feet tall, their roaring mouths open, and between their heads is a small niche which would have held the statue of a goddess. In essence, the two lions are facing one another, and between them is this goddess of birth and a goddess of the mastery of animals. And essentially, if you remember my description of the figure of the mother goddess from Çatalhöyük, who is giving birth between two lions or leopards, this is really the same idea. Now, nearby at Aslan Taş lie the tumbled remains of a second pairing of giant lions. Unfortunately, this grouping has collapsed through earthquake many, many years ago. But again, it would have been a pair of lions protecting a statue of the goddess.